Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Ngandu.
Good afternoon, thanks.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Great, thanks. And how are you doing?
Lovely. Great to have you here on the show. Now, we're talking about the remnant and its mission. And as the few true believers in the last day, the remnant have been entrusted with a God-given mission, a message they must deliver to the entire world. Rather than hiding their faith, they are commissioned to share the gospel and tell others about who God is and what he has done. And so what's that mission and what is that message? My elder, what are some of the identifying signs or hallmarks of the remnant church?
Okay, so according to our beliefs, I said that the church refers to a faithful group of believers who remain loyal to God during the time of the end, and a period characterized by widespread apostasy and spiritual decline. The identifying signs of this remnant church are primarily derived from Revelation 12, verse 17, and Revelation 14, verse 12. Here are the key identifying signs. Keeping the commandments of God, what is the primarily identifying mark? As Seventh-day Adventists, we emphasize that this includes all 10 commandments, particularly the fourth commandment regarding the observance of the Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath, which is Saturday at the Sabbath. In a world where Sunday worship has become prevalent among many Christians, the keeping of the Sabbath is seen as a distinguishing characteristic of the remnant, because it's not just a day. It's a reminder of the one we worship, who is the Creator. It's the only commandment that points to God as our Creator and Redeemer. Say that it bridges the first three commandments, focusing on the Creator and our role to Him. And the last six commandments focuses on our role and responsibility to each other. So it is bigger than just a day. Having the testimony of Jesus Christ is another sign. We interpret this as a spirit of prophecy according to Revelation 12, verse 17. And Revelation 19, verse 10. We believe this gift of prophecy was manifested in the ministry of Martha White, one of the pioneers of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. This means the remnant church recognizes and adheres to the prophetic guidance given through her writing. Proclaiming the three angels' message, Revelation 14, verse 6 to 12, the remnant church is past with a specific mission to proclaim these messages to the world just before Christ's second coming. These messages include the everlasting gospel, calling people to worship God, the Creator, and announcing the hour of his judgment. Warning against Babylon, symbolizing the fallen religious system and a call to come out of her. A solemn warning against worship of this and receiving the mark, which is understood to be rebellious, against a rebellion against God's law and authority. Possessing the faith of Jesus, this refers to a deep and unshakable faith in Jesus Christ, reflecting his own unwavering confidence in God and the authority of the scripture. It encompasses holding onto the doctrine content of the Christian faith in its entirety. Patience and endurance. The remnant church will face persecution and challenges, but will demonstrate resilience and loyalty to God and His Word, enduring faithfully amidst deception and apostasy. In instance, the Seventh-day Adventist church believes that the remnant church is a visible, organized body of believers called out by God in the last days to uphold His truth, obey His commandments, including the Sabbath, possess the gift of prophecy, and proclaim his final warning message to the world. We traditionally identify the Seventh-day Adventist denomination as fulfilling these prophetic characteristics. Yes.
Yes, are you still there?
No, I'm done on the question.
Lovely, unless, lovely. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. So, would you then say that the Seventh-day Adventist Church is the remnant church?
Yes, in principle. But you see, what we believe at Seventh-day Adventist is that right now, it's this body of believers, which is called the Seventh-day Adventist, which is the remnant. But we believe that there are others out there who are going to join us, as Christ said, the sheep I have, who I'm going to call and join this body.
So it's what that means is that the SDA Church is the only remnant, and that everybody else who is out there is not the remnant, but they will then leave their corners and come to the only remnant church?
Yes, yes, yes.
I see. Why does God need a remnant? Why is it necessary? What's its mission?
So, what is its mission? Maybe let's start from this way. Yesterday we had the discussion and we referred to the remnants in the Old Testament. You know, we can start with Noah and his family. God preserves Noah and his family specifically so that they can continue with God's mission. And God's mission is to populate this world and to live according to his decree. Now, what is the mission of the remnant church? According to us, the Seventh-day Adventists, the mission of the remnant church is crucial and an urgent task in the final days of Adventism. It is rooted in our understanding of biblical prophecy, particularly the messages found in Revelation 14. Here are the key aspects of the remnant mission. The first one is proclaiming the everlasting gospel in the context of the three angels' message. Now, key here is the everlasting gospel. Now, the three angels' message found in Revelation 14, verse 6 to 7 and to 12, this is the core of the remnant's mission. These messages are seen as God's final warning and call to humanity before Christ's second coming. The first angel's message, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. This calls people to worship God the Creator, acknowledging that he is the one who created, and also acknowledges the immense of God's judgment and the emphasis on the return to true worship. You understand that we worship God because he's the creator, primarily. And we don't worship idols, we don't worship fellow beings because they did not create. They don't have the ability to sustain. They don't have the ability to take away the grace that God gives us. Only God deserves worship. The second angel's message. Babylon is fallen. It's fallen, the great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This is a call to come out of Babylon. As Adventists, we interpret this as the confused or fallen religious systems that have departed from the biblical truth. The third angel's message, if anyone worships a beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead, or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. This is a solemn warning against false worship and the call to choose allegiance to God and his commandments. Now, announcing the arrival of the judgment hour, the remnant is to make known that humanity is living in the time of God's final judgment, which is currently taking place in heaven. We believe that right now there's an investigative judgment. This motivates a call to repentance and reform, proclaiming salvation through Christ. While we emphasize judgment and obedience, The mission is fundamentally about proclaiming the gospel, the everlasting gospel of God's love and salvation through Jesus Christ. It is a message of hope and redemption. Now, this is the core, because sometimes we focus on, you know, what is the beast, what is what. Those are just pointers. But the core business of the mission of the church is to spread the gospel, the everlasting gospel of God's love and salvation through Jesus Christ. The other point is eroding the approach of Christ's second coming. The remnant's mission is to prepare the world for the soon return of Jesus, urging people to be ready for this momentous event. We call people for obedience to God's commandment. The remnant church is characterized by the adherence of God's commandment, including the seventh-day Adventist Sabbath. Their mission involves teaching and living out this obedience as a testimony to God's enduring law. Everlasting and proclaiming God's glory. Ultimately, the mission of the remnant is to reveal God's character and glory to the world, inspiring others to truly worship their creator. This involves not only sharing information, but also demonstrating to God, demonstrating God's love through Christ-like living, healing, serving, and teaching. Making disciples, the broader mission of the Seventh-day Adventist Church as a self-identified remnant, is to make disciples of all people, leading them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior, unite his remnant church, and disciple them to serve him. In summary, the mission of the remnant, as understood by Seventh-day Adventists, is a comprehensive global evangelistic effort to warn the world of impending judgment, call people back to true worship and obedience to God's commandments, and prepare them for the second coming of Jesus Christ, all centered on their evangelizing the everlasting gospel.
Thank you. Now, is it the responsibility of the church as an organization to accomplish this mission, or is it the individuals that make up the church, including lay people?
So, when we say the church, we're not really referring to the structure. We're not referring to the specific church in a location. When we talk about the church, we are talking about the individuals that believe or go into or worship under this umbrella of the Seventh-day Adventist. So principally, when we talk about the church, we are referring to people who believe and trust that God, who believe and trust that God is the creator. God is calling us to reform and revival so that every one of us at one point will be saved into his kingdom to live with him for eternity.
Is everybody within the church on that same page?
Not really. You know, when Christ is here on earth, he says, let the tares and the wheat work together. Because at this point, none of us is able to say, this one is the wheat, this one is the tear. And our belief and our conviction is that the mission of the church, of course, may be carried at individual level and corporately, but all of us as God's children should adhere to the mission, which is not just about proclaiming, but also leading what we preach.
Very, very important. Elder Ngandu, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through this afternoon. Blessings to you. We shall chat again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.